Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good evening, gorgeous people. I'm Aaron Ryan and welcome to the TV Black Box Big Brother After Show Eviction Interview. Tonight, it was the end of the road for Josh. You know this season is going to be good when a major player is the first evicted. One might say self-sabotaged as well, as Josh's feelings for Sam made for a difficult future in the house. Josh, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Well, look, there's no doubt that there will be a strong reaction from the public in terms of your time in the house and your relationship with Sam. So let me ask you first, if you were looking from the outside in, what would your reaction be of this guy called Josh who went into the house?
I think I'd ask which personality of Josh I'm talking to be honest, because I think I bring a few into the house. But, you know, I don't know. I've never watched really TV and I don't try and be normal. I just try and be myself. And that's pretty left of kilter, really.
Mm. Well, you must sort of know that going into the house, you live there 24 hours a day, yet only 90 minutes of footage is aired across sometimes a whole two-day period in the house. That means there are just a lot of bite-sized pieces of your time. Now, a major focus of that time for you was you airing your feelings towards Sam. In reflection, do you think that being in the Big Brother house was the right time to air such personal feelings in front of the entire Australian audience?
So I think what you have to remember is this was mid COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was one of the primary carers of my mate passing away of cancer and you literally couldn't do anything. So I got offered a spot on the show really from Big Brother. And I said, absolutely not. And they said, well, what can we do to get you on the show? And I had this idea. I was like, well, put Sam on the show because I've always had a bit of a crush on her and we've had a few flings in the past. And she was in Queensland, I was in New South Wales, and I needed a multi-million dollar organisation like Channel 7 to make that happen. And thankfully they did.
It seemed to be that you were obviously super surprised to see Sam. I mean, that could just be the way the editing was. Did Sam then obviously know that you were going to be in there?
Well, I probably wouldn't have done the show unless I was pretty sure Sam was going to be on it, hey, because I had more important things to do, to be honest. I didn't go on there to be a celebrity or of any type. I just wanted to see someone that I liked. And, I made it happen, but I'm pretty bad at understanding consequences, and I did not understand the consequences of going on TV.
So do you know if Sam knew that you were going to be in there, though? I know you're saying you knew that she was going to be in there, but did she know that you were going to be in there?
Well, I'd be surprised if it was a surprise, to be honest.
Okay. Look, this is a tough question, but the footage that aired showed that you had very strong feelings towards Sam, yet Sam appeared to not have those feelings for you in return. In fact, she even in some instances was concerned about your behaviour towards her, like because it seemed to be full on. Did you, is it a bit of editing there, or did you misread the situation, perhaps?
Listen, there's always editing, but I'm a pretty full-on type of person.
Yeah.
And she's actually a very flirtatious type of person. So I think maybe they didn't add in a fair bit of what goes on in the house. But I don't know. I haven't actually watched the episode yet, so I can't tell you. But I don't know what to tell you there.
Well, the way your relationship with Sam evolved before Big Brother was not entirely pieced together on air. Do you mind me asking about your previous relationship? Like, were you actually boyfriend and girlfriend, or was it an on-again, off-again thing?
I met Sam when I was living in Melbourne, and she was living in Melbourne, and she lived on the west side of the city, and I lived on the east side of the city. So it was a fair bit of work, but I think we actually met on Tinder. And yeah, we were seeing each other on again, off again for a hot minute. And then I got offered a job in Malaysia while we were seeing each other. And I told her I'd fly her over. But I ended up not getting paid till the end of my contract after 3 months. And we just had a little bit of a falling out. And I ended up hooking up with my Russian housemate, actually. And Привет, как дела, поцелуй меня. And when I got back, it was... Yeah, it was. We actually caught up again one or two times, but to be honest, I was pretty immature as a 25-year-old, especially emotionally immature. Mm. And that's just something I've been working on for the last few years. And that's why I told Channel 7 to put her on the show, because I was like, I want to show you what kind of man I am.
Right. Well, I could be reading this wrong, but it appears that your whole game plan and expectations on Big Brother changed, because in your package that they put up about you, you were single, you're open to finding love in the house, you were a leader, you were very direct, you're not a sheep, you're not afraid to step on toes. So as a viewer, I could imagine, you know, how you might be in the house. But then you arrived and saw Sam, and the whole Sam thing happened, and then it kind of appeared that it threw you off your plan and expectations for the rest of the Big Brother experience. Would that be fair to say?
No doubt. I mean, absolutely no doubt. I think it's really hard now, because it's been so long and we've had so much freedom after COVID. But at that time, I essentially spent 2 years not seeing anyone. And I was actually just probably super lonely. And so I thought, I want to be a dad one day. I want to have a happy family. And I really love Sam's family, and they were really kind to me. So, hold on a sec. One of my workers is rocking up. But I think I don't know. It's really hard without seeing it so far, because we're doing the interview pre-eviction. So I'm not really sure what they stitched together. But it did throw me off a fair bit, hey.
Well, one thing I can say is immediately upon you entering the house, Sam was in the diary room and was just so surprised to see that you're in the house. She described you as her first Tinder date from years ago, and she said that it didn't end well. She's obviously said that in the diary room, which of course goes out to all of Australia. So I'm happy to give you an opportunity to respond to that. She just said that you were a Tinder date that didn't end well.
I can't disagree with her there. I mean, well, 50% of relationships end up in separation. So it was just a matter of time between either me or her got separated, really.
Yeah. You're about to watch the rest of the season unfold, you know, on our screens, you know, for the rest of the season. There is potential love interest for Sam. I mean, Joel's in the house. Drew's come into the house. Will it be difficult for you to see Sam potentially fall for someone in the house?
If you ask me that after filming, yes. But now, absolutely not. I think you kind of need to go through that pressure cooker environment to see what each other actually are made of. And because all we ever had was some fun times together for a couple of days or a week at a time, to be in that environment, I mean, I think I was the most unprepared of everyone there, because I honestly had no idea what to expect. And I think everyone that's seen the show and loves the show and is passionate about it, they had a better idea. Mm. And so, I mean, hindsight's great, but I think I was, in some ways, I was the weakest player in the house, I guess.
Well, you ended up telling the house that you wanted people to vote for you so that you would be evicted. That's a big call, being a big player, because you were definitely in that top group to win the $250,000, given, your leadership and your ability to really immerse yourself in the game. Do you think it was the right decision to effectively get yourself voted out?
Well, Now, no. At the time, it felt like the right thing. And it actually gave me a couple of weeks extra with my friend before he passed away. So I don't regret it whatsoever. But if I knew what I knew now, I'd say that there's some people in the house that are more self-serving than Nicole's checkout, you know? And then there's some people in the house that have really beautiful reasons for going into the house. And I'd say Dave's one of those for promoting his rough tracks, and he helps a lot of kids. Mm. And I was all prepared for someone to come in and ruin my alliance, essentially. And I didn't expect to like people in the house, to be honest with you. I thought they'd all be teeny bopper airheads. That the closest they've ever said to something original is coughing up Smith's chips. And I was happy to be wrong, hey. Because yeah. Reggie's so sweet, she'll give you diabetes if you hang out for too long. And she says it how it is, and I really love that. And that actually, what shook me more than Sam, I think, was actually having real people in the house that I looked up to and I got along with. Because at the start, I was like, oh, I'll just be a leader. And I was like, these people are just on here to get famous. And that was not my intention. I was on there to use Channel 7 to let me spend some time with someone I wanted to ask a question from. And she gave me an answer, and I accept that answer, and I move on, you know, essentially. Like, yeah, it wasn't about being a celebrity or anything like that for me. I mean, I'd love to do radio. I think I could write some brilliant scripts because I've had a pretty crazy life. But I do not function. I'm an outdoor plant. And so if you put me inside, I just wilt. I didn't know that about myself, and now I do.
Well, let's go to a little bit of game plan. You were quite opinionated about the first eviction being cancelled by the OG group. Why were you so opposed to giving those people, a longer opportunity to find their place in the house?
Well, for one, I think I thought everyone came to play. Hey. And so I walked into the house and I was just like, well, I haven't seen the show before, but I've come to play because I hate losing. I am a sore loser. Like, even growing up, my brother used to let me win things just so I'd play because he knows that I'd crack the shits if I lost. So I've changed that now. But, yeah, I mean, what do you do?
Well,
I'm a loose unit.
Fair enough. We're all different. That's what makes the world. That's probably why you're in the Big Brother house, because everyone's different. This newbies and OG thing is hard, because if you push out too many OG people that the Australian audience love, it's possible they might not bode well for a newbie, you know, when it comes to the Australian public vote at the end. But on the other hand, if you don't vote out the OG people, they're going to vote out all the newbies. So what strategy would you have used, or perhaps suggest to the other newbies in the house, of this OG versus newbies and how to get to the end?
I think that's actually a really good question. And every single one of us will have a different answer. But the hard part is I'd never seen Big Brother before. So whenever everyone appears on this screen to stop the thing, and I was kind of a bit shocked that everyone fangirled out over these people on the TV. And I was like, who are these losers, in my opinion? I was like, I've seen better lineups at urinals. And so when they were just like, oh, this, I didn't even know Reggie was blind. And I couldn't tell Dave and Tim apart. And I thought Estelle intimidated me, to be honest. I was just like, who is this strong, powerful woman standing up to me? Because I felt like I was in control of the house at the time. And I was actually scared. I was terrified that they knew my plan, they knew my secret, and they were coming in there to like stuff up what I was building. Mm. And then I think in the first, I don't know if they show it on TV, but like me and Reggie just clicked. And so when she wakes up in the middle of the night and needs to wee, I don't sleep for 5 days in that house. I don't really eat that much. I don't even go to the toilet for those 5 days. I was just running on pure stress and adrenaline. And when Reggie came into the house, that actually changed everything for me, because I you know, not to sound too cheesy, but hope you're not dairy intolerant, but she... Yeah, she changed how I saw the game, and I thought, hell, I don't want to beat someone like this. I don't want to beat a blind woman with a sick kid for money. It's not me. I'm a disability support worker, and that's my whole life. Mm. And so when I saw her, and when things weren't working out with Sam, I got an answer from Sam and Mel. I don't know if it shows it or not, but Mel convinces me to stay, and I thought, hell, I'm just going to come here, and I'm just going to set it up for the OGs and make sure that Reg can get as far as possible, because I found Joel to be a massive threat. as a physical player, as the only person that could actually beat me. And mentally, I know that I'm strong. Like, I don't know if you see or not in that second challenge there, that that was really just a test of how much you can endure pain.
Yeah.
And it was the women that had kids, they got really far. And Joel, who's an absolute super athlete, but for me, I was running on fumes and I just sat there and that was just my mental strength on display, really. And I thought, I'm going to win. I'm going to put up Tim as a safe bet. I'm going to put up Joel and Lara because I found her incredibly annoying.
It's actually interesting you say that because most people think of the people, the challenge beasts, all the guys with the muscles and stuff. But if you actually look at some of the more recent Big Brother series, it's a lot of the women win the challenges, especially if you have to do something for like 3 hours and hold a pose or something like that. So, you know, Joel did start off quite well, but I mean, you never know going forward with some of these challenges because a lot of them are, you know, are mental stuff. And obviously you were very good at your one, just pipped at the post.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been different if I won that because I would have pretty much changed the whole dynamic of the house. And it would have been interesting to see how Drew, myself, and Sam get along after that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was raised by pretty much all women. I've got older sisters, and I wouldn't have been disrespectful, but I would have got them both out of the house and just played my own game for the people that I enjoyed because – I don't know. I told Sam in there, I was like, this is not a conducive environment to fall in love. Like, it's not. So as a relationship counselor, I thought that she'd understand that. And then I just wanted to show what I'm made of, essentially. And, hey, you don't like what you see. I can totally respect that. You can't be angry about it, can you? She's probably just got better taste than I'm worth.
Oh, who knows? Who knows? So what happens to Josh post Big Brother? Just return to work as normal, or are you looking for new opportunities?
Well, I don't know. I've been approached by a few producers from other networks, and already before the show even aired, and it was totally unrelated. But they were just like, "Hell, you make good TV. You will make great TV," and I think I did in a sense. I mean, they only put 10% of what I did in there that they could fit into the edits. But for me, I don't know. As I said in there, I don't want to be a D-grade celebrity, but I would love to be able to be a storyteller and make money off that rather than just change the world one coat of paint at a time, you know?
I can definitely see Channel 9 giving you a call for Married at First Sight. I mean, you know, the people that can speak up and all that kind of stuff and the dramatic moments in that show, I don't know how you'd go.
I'd rather hang with Ned Kelly than go on Maths, to be honest. I mean, it's just not my cup of tea. And I had no idea about reality TV. I'd never really watched it. So yeah. I'd rather something like that's why I quit modeling was I was sick of other people deciding how you look. Like you're the blank canvas, but it's the stylist and the photographer that tell you how you look. And I found that really hard in the fashion industry because I was like, don't make me look like an idiot. When I'm not, I was like, if you don't have the talent or taste, get someone that does. And so I'd rather do something where I can be a bit more creative and myself rather than just be someone that takes a pretty picture.
Well, second last question. Just given the situation you found yourself in with Sam and the almost self-eviction, is there anything else that you would like to, I guess, set the record straight on anything? I guess the Australian public think, look, here's a guy that's coming to the house, seen this girl, confessed all these feelings, she's kind of backed away, and then he's kind of done a self-eviction type of thing. I mean, is that's just how it, I guess, it plays out. I mean, is there anything that you would like to clarify or about your position going into the house or your experience in the house?
No. Well, I mean, it's hard to compress, as you said, 24 hours into 90 minutes or whatever it is. But I feel like they really tried to make me one-dimensional and I'm not. And I am emotional and I'm brutally forward. And so I wish that they didn't play so much the love story. There's a lot of backstory there that I guess it's not really my place to go into because I don't want to be disrespectful. But at the same time, I'm not pumped on how it turned out in that aspect, I guess.
Okay. So finally, I guess every eviction housemate we asked this question: who would you like to see win Big Brother? And also, if you were putting on a bet on who do you think actually will win Big Brother, who would you say?
Who I'd like to see win is either Dave, because of his foundation with Rough Tracks, and, you know, he's bettering other people's lives, and Reggie, because she's got her kid and she is such a legend, but that money could be used for a good cause. Like, all of us, we're healthy, we're happy, and we can make money outside of the house, whereas... Yeah, I'd love to see Reggie or Dave go the whole way. And what kind of person would vote off Reggie, honestly? Like, that's a self-eviction in itself, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Josh, pretty tough. Certainly an interesting and memorable experience for you and the audience. But thank you for chatting me tonight.
Anytime. Appreciate the call.
Awesome. That was Josh, first evicted from Big Brother 2022. That's it for tonight. Thank you for listening. I'm Aaron Ryan. I'll be back with the second eviction very soon. Good night.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.